Welcome to Coffee Time Conversations on art, faith, life,
and of course, coffee.
We are your hosts, Robert
and Rebecca Prince.
We are so glad you are here with us for this first episode of 2022.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's been
a doozy already.
Yeah, yeah. Man, so much has happened since our last episode, but also not a ton. And we'll explain more about that. It's just been a weird break for us. But of course, we've had the holidays. We broke about a week and a half before Christmas, I think, was our last episode. And going into Christmas, I got a new smoker.
Yes, you did.
Prior to Christmas, it was a kind of my own gift to myself.
It was. You used your Christmas bonus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Christmas to you, too, because I'm going to use it. I haven't used it as much as I would have liked, but...
That's another story.
That's another story we'll get into. So, yeah, so I've always wanted a smoker, I've thought, for the last 2 or 3 years. And every time I go to buy one, like at an estate sale or garage sale, Craigslist, I'm just like, how much am I going to use it? Blah, blah, blah. And then a buddy has had one for a year, and I asked him, just a week or two before this about it, because he had asked me if I wanted it before, and he had actually given it away to somebody else. But he was telling me about the new smokers and how they feed and how they work. So I started investigating, and I'm like, wow, I can get a double whammy here. I can get a smoker on one side and a new grill on the other. And the grill I had, the gas grill I had, was 18 years old, and it's been a good grill, and it was time for a new one.
Yeah.
So, I spent the extra money and got a smoker as well and got it home. I think I used it about 3 or 4 days after having it, right? Pretty quickly.
After we put it together.
It took us
a couple of days to get it together.
Right. Yeah.
It was kind of big.
Yeah.
It is kind of big.
It is kind of big, but small for, I mean, it is still big for two people, but it's small for a smoker,
right?
To some degree. So,
but it's a smoker and grill, so it's a decent size.
Yeah, it's a gas grill combo and a smoker combo. So, but yeah, it's great. So first time I used it, I smoked some brisket and some pecans.
And some cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. I smoked some cream cheese that same time, didn't I?
We didn't know you could do that, but we had some people from our church was talking about it, and
yeah,
we were like, cream cheese, how do you smoke cream cheese,
right?
And so they gave us directions, and you tried it, and it was pretty tasty.
Yeah, looking forward to trying that again. It wasn't quite like it was supposed to be, but yeah, it's pretty good. And I haven't told you yet, but those same people also smoke cheese dip, brisket cheese dip.
Oh my.
And
just what we need.
So yeah, we'll try that at some point in the near future as well. But anyway, so I fired it up, I think the next day or the day after, and I also
a couple days later
smoked some more pecans.
Yes, because those were tasty.
Yes, they were. The second batch wasn't as tasty as the first. That's my own fault.
No.
But I also smoked, or really, I guess, roasted some coffee beans.
Yeah, we had some raw coffee beans.
Yeah.
And you gave it a shot, and it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, the first batch was pretty uneven.
Yeah.
Roast. I didn't shake it enough, not often enough, and also enough to keep the...
Your container wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
You kept spilling them all over the patio.
Well, I did that, but also had it too deep in the container.
Yeah.
So I cooked a second batch right after that, or roasted a second batch right after that with a lot less beans, enough for about 3 pots, and those came out pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I've been impressed. I can't say it's my favorite coffee.
No, definitely.
But for your first batch to just give it a try on a whim, it turned out pretty tasty.
It came out drinkable.
It tasted good.
And it tasted like coffee.
Yeah, it tastes like coffee.
Right.
Like, who would have thought?
Yeah. So all in all, I'm pretty happy with that. And so then, of course, Christmas break was here.
Yes.
And
we went and saw family.
Yeah, we went and spent time in Oklahoma City with family. And I think this year officially would make it a tradition. It's probably our 4th year or something like that. So we went to a movie with one of my brothers and his daughter and wife.
Yeah.
And on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Which we've been doing now for about 4 years. So that's kind of a nice little tradition that we've started.
Yeah, it's kind of low key.
Not
crazy.
And I'm always surprised there's not more people at the movie theater, to be honest with you. But
well, you know, we went a little later than normal because typically we go early in the day, and we went. Our movie started at 3:45. So when we got out, it was actually getting fairly busy.
It was, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad
people wait till 5 or 6 o'clock together.
Yeah, I'm glad we're early birds.
Right. Yeah, we like to be home in time to eat supper.
Well, we don't like the dark either.
That's true. Yeah. Don't like driving in the dark for sure. So. So one of the things on our holiday trip, though, is that we came down with COVID, unfortunately. And we don't think it was because of our trip. I'm pretty sure I was probably exposed to it the week before that. But we really have no idea. It was going around at church. A few people at church that previous Sunday had missed church because they that previous Sunday because they had it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it could have been anywhere.
Well, and several people in your family were already sick, and like, who really knows?
Yeah. We don't really know where we picked it up.
But we got it.
I started feeling symptoms on Christmas night, actually. Unfortunately, didn't realize it at the time because it was just, I hadn't slept well for two nights. So I just thought it was because I was tired and hadn't slept well. And so we got up for the trip home on Sunday. Still at that point, hadn't thought too much about it being COVID, but by the time about halfway through the day, we'd gotten home and doing some rest. And I was like, something is just not right. It's more than just tiredness. And sure enough, got a fever that night, got up the next morning, went and got tested. And yeah, we made it 20 months without COVID. And this is our first bout with it. Hopefully our last.
But that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hopefully our last. No, it wasn't terrible as far as, like, we didn't have major respiratory or breathing problems and stuff. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, we had relatively mild, less moderate case.
If you're going to have it, we had it right, I guess. But it lasts forever.
Yeah, we're recording this episode now 16 days after my first symptoms appeared.
And it just makes you not want to do a thing.
Yeah. And we felt like that probably until Saturday. So 2 days ago.
I would say today's really been my first, I feel pretty good.
Normal. Yeah. Yesterday even was fairly hard to get through, but it was still better. The best day out of the last 2 weeks, probably.
Yeah.
And then today was even better.
But it zapped our motivation and our energy for anything.
Yeah. So we got way off track. We had lots of great plans for ending the new year strong and reviewing and going to the new year with all kinds of plans.
We had.
And we didn't do any of that.
Right.
So
we are so far behind.
We are. But
we did make some progress during the time.
Yeah. And the last week, you know, we've done a few things and rested and then done a thing and rested. Did something for 20 minutes and rested for 2 hours.
Right. So. We would be like, okay, I've done all I can do. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
2 hours later, we'd be like, okay, let's do something else. Let's
do something else. Even if it was just 20 or 30 minutes. But it was a little bit of progress and it felt good, especially after the first 8-10 days of doing nothing.
I know.
Except watching TV.
We watched a lot of TV.
We did. We held up in front of Amazon and Netflix and Hulu. Disney.
HBO. We got.
Oh, HBO Max. Yeah.
We got a 7-day trial.
We did do the 7-day trial. Well, because I discovered I had heard of the Great Pottery Throwdown, which is from England.
Yeah.
And kind of like MasterChef here in the United States, but it's about pottery. And so it started 2 weeks ago, I guess, the new season, which in the UK, but we can't watch it. But it did. HBO did have the previous 4 seasons.
Yeah. So we got our 7-day trial so we could watch the current season.
Yeah.
And found out that it doesn't actually air in America until it's completely over.
Yeah.
So we're going to miss it. It's just going to happen. But we saw 3 of the other 4 seasons.
Yeah.
We ran out 7 days. You just can't watch everything.
Right.
So we ran out of time.
26 episodes. So
we ran out of time, but we did put in a good try to get them all watched.
But it was very cool. So we started with season 4. That was really cool. And then going back, you know, watch season 1 and season 3, actually, because season 1 and 2 were shorter seasons. And we had just enough time to watch another 10 episode season, which was season 3 instead of a shorter season. So, but it was very cool. It was inspirational. And it was it's great. It's actually home potters. They don't want professional potters.
Right.
They don't want people that's doing this for a living, necessarily. They specifically call them home potters. So like hobby potters.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very inspirational. I mean, there were times where people couldn't do, I was like, I could do that. Why? I could be on this show. And then come to find out the other 9 episodes of the season, I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. I wouldn't be any good at that. So I've, but it's shown me where I am in the overall scheme of things.
Yeah.
But it's also given me some great ideas.
Yeah. And it, some things that you might want to try that you maybe wouldn't have discovered.
Right. No, definitely. There are definitely things that I want to try and explore that I would not have done had I not seen it on the Great Pottery Throwdown. I mean, I may have gotten inspiration at some point and discovered some things, but this was,
you know. Yeah, it's really varied in the techniques and skills that they introduce,
and
really. Like even stuff from China and stuff from England and, you know, like
pit firing from Africa.
Like all these things. Yeah. So it was really interesting. I was not convinced I wanted to watch it, but you got me hooked. Yeah. I watched all of them right there with you.
Yeah. it was pretty cool. So that was the main reason for HBO, but we did watch a few movies, including the Matrix, new Matrix Revolutions, and a few other things. But alas, HBO Max is no longer. We canceled the trial subscription.
Yeah.
So we don't need that distraction. Plus, I think we've watched enough TV for the next 3 months.
Right? No more TV.
So that's a lie. We still watch TV during dinner. But
Much less.
You're right. But like I said, the last week or so, you know, we've started doing a few things. We've made progress on reviewing the year. We've got a couple of classes that we're taking, and well, I say one new class that we started, but really the Michelle Lloyd is really all about reviewing the end of the year and planning for the new year.
Yeah. So that's from my hub,
United Art Space.
United Art Space, the hub that I'm a member of. You know, it's actually not part of the hub,
right?
But Michelle Lloyd is, and she's running a free program right now through her Facebook, to help you plan for your best year yet.
Yeah, it's called Best Year Yet 2022. Yeah.
It's a 2-week program thing, and I guess technically you can still sign up for it.
You can, because you can watch the videos. So if that's something that interests you, by all means, go look up United Art Space, and Art Space is one word.
Yeah.
On Facebook, and you can watch those videos, get signed up. You can get all the downloads of
it's,
the material, I think.
It's only available till the 21st of January.
Right.
So it's not available for super, super long, but you can sign up, and we can put the link in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I feel like we're on track now. After being shut down for about 10 days, and then now it's been almost another week that we've been on the back end of recovery.
I don't know if I'm on track, but I'm headed that way.
Well, we're not on track compared to what we would have been had we not gotten COVID.
Right.
But we're definitely back on track
to
do some of the things we need to get done.
And
we're still taking it easy. We're not trying to overwork ourselves because we've discovered how quickly our bodies can rebel against that. Because even though we feel pretty decent, we are still in recovery.
Yeah. We're both going back to work in the office tomorrow.
We are.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, first time in the office for me for 3 weeks, at least with other people. I've been in there a few times for other reasons, but
me too. I've been off since before Christmas. So
yeah. Well, and so this year we have a lot of stuff to plan for in our planning. So we've talked about on here before. We started an LLC last year for our art business and to pursue ceramics and writing and painting, of course, visual arts for you. And you're starting to help with ceramics maybe and do some things.
Yep.
But yeah, so you're actually, one of those things is that you are quitting your job of 10 years.
I know. It's a little scary.
Right.
But I have put in my notice and I have about 4 weeks left.
Yeah.
And then I will be unemployed.
Kind of, unless something happens differently. Well, but that's also the point.
It is the point.
So that you can really invest a lot more time into the business and into your painting.
Yeah, I'm excited and a little scared.
Right.
But I think it'll all be fine.
Yeah. Well, we've been so blessed over the course of the last 10 years. I mean, in our relationship, the consistency of our situation, our finances. I mean, we are in a really good place. The best place of our marriage.
Right. And if we're going to be brave and try something new, now is the time.
That was the time. But it does make it a little more scary because we've had 10 years of consistent.
Right. We got really comfortable.
Yeah.
And now we're pushing some of our comfortableness.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Stretching ourselves.
Stretching. Yes, stretching.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's good. We are both excited about it, though.
Yes. Yep. We've got some plans. We've got some good ideas.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. And then, of course, working on a book together. I don't know if we've talked about that on the podcast at all, but collaboration for you producing some art for some poetry and essays and stuff that I've written.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more. I've got a lot more to write. You've got a lot more to paint.
Yes. We've got to figure out how to make it a book.
Right. That's just getting some of the basic content, not even how to order it for book. But that's where Hope Writers comes in. That's one of the reasons I'm part of Hope Writers.
Yes.
Is for that.
Yes. So, and we're hoping to get possibly an artist residency in the future where we can go together and spend some designated quality time on figuring all that out.
Right. And the goal for that residency would strictly be to work on the book for you to paint and for me to write and assemble and kind of
get it all together.
All that looks like.
Yep. So that would be exciting if we can make that happen.
Yeah, that would be very cool.
We're working on applications now, so we'll see.
Yeah. We've got to get approved and invited into that residency, but you know, it's on the list of items to do.
Yep.
So hopefully it works out. But speaking of Hope Writers, Hope Writers is opening up their membership coming in a couple of weeks, and so you've heard me talk about Hope Writers on here quite a bit, and so if you write at all or have ever considered yourself or thought you might be a writer or might have some stories or articles or poetry or something inside of you, I would urge you to check out Hope Writers. Actually, they have open enrollment. It's not called open enrollment, actually, but they're opening their doors actually at the end of January, and they're actually giving everybody a free 30-day trial. And so in the show notes, I'll link to that, to Hope Writers, but there's also a quiz that you can take. I'll link to that. And like I said, I think it's the 21st or 22nd is when they open the doors, but you can get 30 days free when that happens. But be sure and check out the show notes, and we'll be posting some stuff on social media about that. But next week, I actually talked to Kate Blake, who is also a member of Hope Writer. I met her a little over a year ago through Hope Writers, and we've kind of stayed in touch and communicated back and forth on Instagram and social media and stuff. But I had the pleasure of talking with her a few weeks ago and, about Hope Writers and her new podcast that they launched a few months ago and just life and how she gets her inspiration. And so it's just a great conversation.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I haven't got to listen to it yet. So
right. Yeah.
Next week.
It'll be a surprise for you too. Yeah. So that will be, next Wednesday that will launch. I think we've caught everybody up. We've taken the last 4 weeks and put it into about 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. 20. Something like that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are glad to be back, and we hope you'll join us again next week as we talk to Kate Blake from Hope Writers. Have a great week.
Bye.